And they lived with us 1,000 years. And in 1,000 years, we didn't convert 1,000 Jewish families to Islam. What a failure! The man comes hungry, naked, thirsty, and is seeking refuge, and you give him refuge, and 1,000 years you couldn't convert 1,000 Jewish families to Islam. An absolute, despicable failure. Why? Your mentality. He said, you see, the Ahlul Kitab, they follow Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, they follow Hazrat Muhammad Musa alayhi salam, lakum dinukum waliyadeen, to him his religion, to me mine, is that Islam? But no, that's a mentality. We are paying for that mentality. 1,000 years we couldn't change 1,000 Jewish families to Islam. Shame, shame. 800 years we ruled Spain. And in 800 years we didn't change the people. 800 years. Power is in your hand, education, money, wealth. Everything is in your hands. And in 800 years we couldn't change the people. Why? The mentality. You didn't want to do the job. You exploited the Spanish people. We spoiled. In India, we ruled there for 1,000 years. We exploited the Hindus. In 1,000 years, eventually when partition takes place, Muslim gets 1/4, Hindu gets 3/4. Why? You didn't do the job. That's for those sins we are paying for it now. And we're going, our children will pay more if we don't do the job. And Allah is telling you how to do the job. Bil hikmati, with wisdom. What is wisdom? Allah explained to you in his book of Al-Hikmah, Al-Wisdom, the book of wisdom, the Quran. But who reads it? Really, nobody really reads it. I'm going to end this, because I can see there's no real questions. There are no real questions. I will end with this. I went to Egypt. They called me for a Dawah conference. I go there. To a Dawah conference. Propagation. I tell them beforehand, I said, look, there'll be a problem. Visa. I'm a South African. And as a South African, you people won't give me a visa. I said, don't worry. Everything's in our hands. You come there, at the airport, you'll have the visa waiting for you. Okay, I take the plane, and then in Cairo. On the tarmac, the man from the Al-Azhar comes along with the airplane. Quickly, come, Mr. Didat, come. Before anybody else can get off the plane, Mr. Didat and his son, they are there before the immigration. He goes inside there. We are waiting. People from the aeroplane, the other passengers come on, all gone. Didat and his son are still standing, waiting for the visa. After half an hour, the man comes back, he said, it's time for Juma. It was Yom Juma. Said, I have to go, but I have this lady here, she will help you. I said, okay. She tries. She resumes at half an hour, it's another hour. I said, I can wait for 2, I'm here for the whole day, I'm entitled to disposal. There's nowhere I can go now. She returns after an hour. She said, $40. I said, for what? She said, for the visa. $20 for you, $20 for your son. I said, I'm a guest of the government. I said, look, I know nothing about that. $40. Fortunately, I gave it to her. She got the visa for me. Now, she's well-dressed, well-attired. Young lady, well-spoken. And I could sense, or she had said, that she can also speak French. She's speaking good English. And she's an Arab. But in Western attire. So I'm asking her, in my own way, the Arabic that I know. I say, my Ismuki, what is your name? So she tells me a name. A name I never heard the sound like that in my life before. So he went one side, came out the other side. I couldn't retain. Then I'm asking her a second question, and I'm Muslima? She says, no, I'm a Christian. I have suspected that, but I want to get it out of her. She's my customer. She's every Muslim. Everybody is your customer. Whether it's a Hindu, whether it's an atheist, whether it's a Jew, whether it's a Christian, anything, anybody, everybody is your customer. For thee. So she's my customer of a type. So I said, you know, Jesus Christ, before he parted from this world, he told his disciples, لَكِنِّي أَقُولُ لَكُمُ الْحَقُّ إِنَّهُ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِنْ أَنْتَلِكَ لِأَلَّهُ إِلَّا مَنْ تَلِكْ لَا يَعْتِيكُمْ مُؤَزِّي وَلَكِنْ إِنْ زَهَبْتُ أُرْسِلُ إِلَيْكُمْ. I don't know Arabic. Therefore, I told the brother, I will not entertain that question. Because I don't know Arabic. This is what I have learned and just presenting it to you. So I quoted her this verse. I didn't translate it for her, because she understood what I said. But for the benefit of those who don't know what I have uttered just now in Arabic, I quoted from John chapter 16, verse 7, where it says, Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I go, I will send him. So I'm asking her, in Arabic, the word for Comforter is Mu'azzi. So I said, who is this Al-Mu'azzi? She said, I don't know. She's honest. She's humble. She said, I don't know. So I said, you see, in the Holy Quran, we are told that Jesus told his disciples, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ, and giving glad tidings of a messenger to come after me, whose name shall be Ahmad, which is another name for Muhammad, and Muhammad is Al-Mu'azzi. She said, very funny. These Egyptians, meaning the Muslim Egyptians, they take us to the dance and they take us to the cinema, but they do not tell us anything about Al-Mu'azzi. Surprised. She gave me a sledgehammer to hit the Egyptians with. That's what she gave. Look, this is how Allah arms me. She gave me a sledgehammer. I said, these Egyptians, this is what they do. They take us to the dance. Please, my Egyptian brothers, don't lose your tempers. Look, it could happen anyway. And I'll tell you what happened in Kuwait. And I can tell you what happens in Saudi Arabia. And I'll tell you what happens in Pakistan. So please, don't try and boast. They are all in the mess. It just happens that this happened recently and is there before my eyes, so I'm telling you, sharing with you. So I go to Marriott Hotel, a five-star hotel, that's where they put me up, and I meet our young Egyptian, young man, enthusiastic. So I tell them this living story. I said, this is what happened, and this lady says that you Egyptians, you take these Christian women to the dance, and you take them to the cinema, but you don't tell them anything about Al-Mu'azzi. Is it true? I said, yes. Same thing can happen to you guys here in Denmark. You take the Danish girls to the cinema, you take them to the dance, but do you tell them anything about Islam? Probably not. Same type of situation. So, I hit them. Now I meet the men of the Al-Azhar, the sheikhs. Look, I'm not a learned man, wallah. I'm in a field, therefore I know something about the work that I'm doing. Therefore I can share. So I'm asking the sheikhs. I say, ya sheikh, look, you people, you read the Quran. You read the Quran? I said, yes. I said, you understand what you read? I said, of course. We don't like you Hindis. You know, you read the Quran like a parrot. You don't know what you read? I said, no, that is true. No, what is true is true. But I said, you read and you understand what you read. I said, of course. So I said, Allah is telling you. He's telling us all. But since we don't understand the message, more directly addressed to the Arab. I said, he's telling you. Allah says, Ya ahl al-kitab, la taghlu fi dinikum. So, O people of the book, O Jews and Christians, do not go to extremes in your religion. I said, did you tell that to the Christian? He says, no. So Allah says, tells you, وَلَا تَكُولُوا ثَلَاثَا, don't say Trinity, إِنْتَهُ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, this is perfect, it will be better for you. إِنَّمَ اللَّهُ اللَّهُ وَاحِدٌ, for your Allah is one Allah, is not three in one. Did you tell them that? He says, no. To the Christian, there are 10 million Coptic Christians in Egypt, speaking your language, they look like you too. And you haven't told them, so no. So Allah says, tells you, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَالْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ. So anyone who says that Jesus Christ, the Son of Mary, is God, is making kufr. It's an act of blasphemy, treason against Allah. وَقَالَ الْمَسِيحُ, but Messiah said, Christ said, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ لَعْبُدُ اللَّهُ. So children of Israel, worship Allah, رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ, who is my Lord and your Lord, إِنَّهُمْ يُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ. Whoever will associate anyone with Allah,